BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast is huge.
Yeah, it's a great one, isn't it? You know, funny business, I love that we do it, but I am concerned that we're going to run out of businesses at some point.
I don't think we will, because we have now got the international people on suggesting places. So funny business is coming up, more companies get called with class names. Also, we ask, do you have a Finsta? If you do, that's like a secondary Instagram account. Let us know, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. One of our favourite listeners, Nicole, is back.
Yes, we love her. Also, just the way she sees the world kind of inspires me in an odd way.
Nicole is from Pontypridd, and remember she was on last year asking like what it's like to go on a plane because she'd never been one before. And I don't know, I just thought we'd get an update because so many of you have been asking about her and what she's been up to.
She's sweet. She sort of cheers everyone up.
Absolutely. That's on here. And also, towards the end of the podcast, brace yourself because it's the story of the ultimate snake. You are not going to believe this. Scott Mills here. How are you doing? You all right, Chris?
I am very, very good. I'm buzzing today. I'm on one.
What has happened to you?
Do you know, I've had 5 cups of coffee today and I haven't really meant to. I think it must be horrendous for you.
It's not great, no.
No, you shouldn't be drinking that much coffee. But you know, just one of those days, I had a meeting earlier and it turned into like a real power meeting. I was like, yeah, I'll have a coffee.
Yeah.
Don't really drink it. 5 cups, Scott. I mean, what's that going to do to me? Is that going to, I don't know, flush me out or something?
If I do more than... It happens to me sometimes because every meeting you're like, oh yeah, coffee. And then I start to feel really weird.
Mate, I'm so on it today. Bring on Tuesday.
There will be a toilet trip at some point, just to let you know.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Right, do you remember Nicole, who was our listener on the show a while back, who had never left South Wales or been on a plane ever?
Yes, she was one of, I think, our favourite people that we've met in ages.
All the Radio 1 listeners completely fell in love with Nicole, and I was just talking her through what Amsterdam was like. This is what happened. Have you ever seen clogs?
No.
Because that's what everyone wears in Holland.
Oh, clogs with the horns in.
Not Crocs.
Oh.
No one wants those.
They're like a wooden shoe.
Clogs.
You know, imagine like a proper wooden shoe, like really heavy.
Well, they don't wear them.
They do.
Yeah, they do. You'll see them on sale everywhere.
In the shops?
Yeah.
That's hideous.
It's just the way she says things. It's amazing. Hideous.
A lot of you have been on asking how Nicole is and if we can have an update. Yes, we can. That's happening at 1:40. We'll speak to her.
Scott Mills.
Last year, she was one of our absolute favourite callers on our show, and we've had so many messages, like so many from you lot, going, how's Nicole from Wales? Because everyone loves Nicole's world and her tales from Wales.
Radio 1.
Nicole!
Hello!
You're back!
I know.
Oh, we've missed you.
Oh, that's cute, isn't it?
It's cute. How are you?
I'm good, yeah, not bad, you know.
What's news? People want to know. Loads of people have been asking.
Nothing, really.
There must be some gossip.
I've been going out.
Oh, yeah, no doubt at all. Yeah. Where have you been going out?
Spoons.
Spoons.
I love spoons.
Why do you love spoons?
Because I just love it. Jager bombs.
Yeah, but you can get those in other places.
It's a particular type in spoons.
No, but the thing is with spoons for me, and we're saying it a lot now, we'll have to give it a different name, but like for me, it's only ever a starter place, really. You're not doing the full night there. But you seem to love it. Yeah, serious. Yeah.
Spoons is my full night, like.
Is it?
Yeah, I love spoons. I love it.
Can we all stop saying spoons?
Do you know what spoons is?
Yes.
Where are the spoons?
Yes. Stop it.
Do you know, Nicole, it gets to this time of year and me and Scott were having this conversation yesterday. You have one eye on sort of holidays in the future and stuff like that. Yeah. You got anything that you got coming up looking forward to?
Well, I want to go Reading, but I don't think my work colleague is going to come with me.
What's a Reading festival?
Yeah, Reading.
Yeah.
Oh, sort us out free tickets. Come on.
That's what I mean. Whilst you're on Radio 1, this is what you should be trying to blag.
Oh, my God, don't know.
I'll tell you what, like, we give you 30 seconds, right, to explain why you should come to Reading Festival. Yeah. We'll put a timer on it and everything. You can really try and sell why you should be there.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Go.
3, 2, 1, go.
I absolutely am number one Foo Fighters fan.
That's
why I should go there.
That's 3 seconds.
Yeah, but that's all I got.
Nicole, are you actually going to Reading?
Come on, Scott and Chris. Come on, sort your girl out.
Yeah,
well,
we're going to be there, I'm sure. So, yeah, we should
I heard that. I heard Radio 1's going to be at Reading.
Oh, yeah, always.
Nicole, do you know what would be fascinating? You meeting Dave Grohl. That would be an amazing moment. Do you know what I mean?
Don't.
Imagine that.
I'm sorry. I would... I don't know.
What?
I would fall to my knees, like...
Don't say that.
No, not like that. No, not like that. Not like that. I just be like, sink, like.
Sink. Oh, I miss you.
I miss you too, Chris.
Scott.
Scott.
Yeah. Scott.
Yes, yeah, whoever.
One of us.
Whoever. Are you still with the guy that took you to Amsterdam?
No, I'm not, actually, no.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's fine. Like, you don't have to be sorry at all.
What is it Ariana Grande says? Thank you, next.
Yeah.
Thank you, next, yeah.
Yeah.
And the new one. All the celebrities put on Instagram, don't they? Oh, gee, just bought my hair, thanks. Have you seen that?
No, what's that one? Explain.
Seven Rings.
Yeah, that's it.
Talking of Instagram, I'm fascinated to know, who are you loving on Instagram at the moment?
This boy I'm talking to.
Oh, yeah? Who's he, then?
Can't say his name, can I?
No.
What, is he a famous?
No. I wish he was.
Just someone you're talking to?
I don't know whether we're talking yet. I don't know yet. I haven't made my mind up.
You don't know whether you're talking?
No.
So what's she saying? She's not sure whether she's talking yet.
Yeah. Do you understand, like, the difference? Like, do you know what getting on means?
What's... No?
Getting on means, like... You're speaking to him over text.
Yeah.
But, like, talking is, like, you know, you're actually talking. Like, you're actually, like, getting on each... I don't know. Is
yeah,
that
that's interesting. Yeah. So what is a better position to be in? I can't work out which way around. If you're talking, is that slightly deeper than getting on?
What do you... Oh, no, getting... No, getting on is deeper.
So you start with the talking, then you get on. Getting on.
Yeah, you start with a snapping first. Like, you Snapchat them first. And then you talk to them, and then you get on them, and then they meet the parents.
There we go. And that's the Nicole guide to dating.
Yeah, boys.
Nicole, are you right? Wait there a second.
Yeah.
Back in a sec. Scott Mills. Love Nicole, says Emma. I want to see the world through Nicole sunglasses, says someone. That's not even a phrase. Emma off Southampton. Nicole is the gift that keeps on giving. She's so funny. I need her on the show more. Ollie in Southampton. Nicole.
Hello.
She's not been on the radio for a while, and we've missed you, you know.
I miss you.
Nicole.
Yeah.
If you could interview any celebrity, who would it be?
Jeffree Star.
Yeah, Jeffree Star. Jeffree Star, the cosmetics guy,
yep.
Scott, from YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice idea, Nicole. I think what we're wondering here is, after what you've said about Dave Grohl, it might actually be fascinating to potentially try and get you to interview someone.
No! Oh, my God, you know, if you do that, I will give you money.
We haven't sorted it yet.
We're just wondering what angle.
Oh,
I mean, what we could do, it doesn't have to be pop stars or YouTubers. We could go down the politics route, for example. We could get you to interview, I don't know, Theresa May, Jeremy Corbyn.
I don't know. I don't do politics.
No? Fine.
No.
Okay.
No, David Cameron, no.
No. No, David Cameron, no. Donald Trump, no.
No.
I mean, I would love to hear that.
Oh, me interview Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Does he actually live in the White House, or is that just his office?
No, he lives there.
That's actually a very fair question, that.
Exactly.
What about, like, TV stars, reality stars? Any of those?
Love Island.
Shipwrecked.
Oh, would I like... Oh, who's the good-looking one off Love Island? What's his name? Oh, what's his name?
Wes?
No, the one that's just been on. Oh, it's got up my head now.
Jack?
No, Jack. Jack is really cute, isn't he? Like, he's really funny.
Yeah, so that might be a possibility then. Might do reality stars. That could be good.
I like Jack. He reminds me of someone, like, I would go out with. Like, because he's not, like, you know, he's just really funny.
Nicole, I'll tell you what we'll do, because I'm quite keen on this idea. If we call you back soon, maybe, like, later this week, and, like, come up with a list of, like, maybe, like, 10 people that you'd love to interview.
Okay.
When you've got time to think about it and you're not at work, yeah?
Okay.
Just really think about, like, who you would love to meet and interview.
Okay, I'll have a good think.
Where are you working at the moment? You sound like you're wrapping things. You an elf? What is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's great to speak to you again, Nicole. Anyway, that wasn't a denial.
Right. Good to speak to you, Nicole. We'll call you later in the week. Make that list.
Okay, ta-ra.
Ta-ra.
Scott Mills.
The love is big for Nicole. People are so glad she's back on radio.
Yeah, this is good. I love how Nicole is casually going about her business whilst on the phone to Radio 1, broadcasting to millions.
Yeah, I mean,
Graham and Skipton.
Yeah.
I like that style.
Didn't let the work stop her. She was, like, working through it.
But that's been another cause as well. I've been convinced that she's doing her toenails or something like that whilst on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Always distracted.
Casual. I like it. She makes me so proud to be Welsh. See how much fun it is? It is. It is fun. Graham Skipton, yeah, he says a regular slot for her.
Yeah.
Alex and Lincoln. I have absolutely no idea what is going on with this amazing Welsh girl, but I'm absolutely loving it.
It's funny, isn't it? Because you have a conversation with her, you just need to get into the conversation and the gold starts appearing.
Yeah, because at first I'm like, what's going on? Nothing. And then finds out there's a lot going on, actually.
Yeah, well, she's great.
Rosie in London wants to be her best mate.
Do you know, I just like having a natter like that.
It's great.
Do you know, we should speak to more Nicoles out there as well.
Yeah, if you know any proper characters, maybe it's you, or nominate someone you know that is a Nicole that just brings like a bit of sunshine into everyone's life just by hearing them and chatting. Let us know on 81199.
Scott Mills.
Ewan, are you up for us playing some Jerry Cinnamon?
Sure am, yep.
What do you love about Jerry Cinnamon so much?
Just he seems like a top lad, one of the boys. Looks as if he'd be great to go on a night out with. You could turn your one night out into four nights out.
Exactly, party time.
Exactly.
Leela, do you love the Jerry Cinnamon?
Hi, yes I do.
Why?
Because la 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 la, Jerry Cinnamon, Cinnamon, Jerry Cinnamon.
We're going to do it all together in a minute. Have you ever seen him live? Right.
No, I haven't. No, I only discovered him because I'm listening to your radio.
Oh, that's wicked. So you've heard us talking about him and, yeah, and now you're obsessed.
I'm a little bit, maybe.
Should we do it together? 3, 2, 1. Na 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 na.
Jerry Cinnamon, Cinnamon, Jerry Cinnamon. You've gone too high. Na 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 na
na na na. I'm back down.
Jerry Cinnamon, Cinnamon, Jerry Cinnamon.
Let's play him.
Some of the time, I'm on a false ego trip. Insecurity is rife. I'm not the ideal person to be lecturing online, but if you want to know.
Scott Mills.
Inuit Bingo is back tomorrow. Last week's huge success with Davina McCall. Two very funny blokes on it tomorrow. James Acaster and Josh Widdicombe.
I like that there's two of them as well. Switches it up a bit. Because it gets messier when you do it like that.
Yeah. So I think we'll let them take half each.
What, tag in sort of thing? All right.
Very funny blokes. You've seen them on a lot of those comedy shows, you know? Mm,
yeah, they're great.
James Acaster, Josh Widdicombe, tomorrow, 3 p.m. Inuit Bingo. Funny business time. And I'll play Bruno Mars and Ava Max. If you spot any companies when you're out and about with good names and you think that would be good for Scott and Chris, let us know. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, loads. Also, international ones as well, if you do spot those.
Yeah, I see. We thought about this last week. Obviously, if you open up to the whole world, so many more funny businesses. So, Chris has a business for me to call. I have one for him. We don't know where we are calling. We keep it a secret from each other. I'm going first.
Yeah, you're going to go first. Remember, the only rule in this is don't laugh. I'm hoping this will go all right.
Are you connecting me?
Ready to go?
Yes. Oh, God. Okay.
Tattoo and piercing.
Sorry?
Foreskin, tattoo and piercing studio. Can I help you?
Could you say that once more, please?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Foreskin, tattoo and piercing studio. Can I help you?
I don't think I want any of those. If that's
we
okay.
We do laser removal.
Okay, well that's maybe an option. Why have you called it that, please?
Oh, we just wanted something catchy.
Yeah, it's definitely that.
Just sat around with a few people, got our heads together, and that's what we come up with.
How are you spelling that?
With a number 4, SKIN.
Excellent. Do you get a lot of calls like this?
Questioning why have we called the name what we've called it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, just me then?
Yeah, just you.
Oh, I do apologise, but thanks very much for your help.
Yeah, no worries. No, we can't help you at all.
No, but I'm not really at the moment. I'm all right, thanks.
All right.
Okay, I might call back if I change my mind.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much. Thank you. Goodbye. Cheers, goodbye. Goodbye.
What's happened there is the foreskin threw you, didn't it? Normally you've got a few questions to ask. Get your head around that.
I know what to say. Like, why would you call it that?
No, because it's four, the number four,
foreskin.
Then the word skin. So it could be like any, you know, skin.
Right, okay.
It could be piercings or tattoos anywhere, but you just couldn't get your head around that one.
Well, yeah, and tattoos are for skin, aren't they? Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Okay. See?
All right, good.
It's just your mind, Scott.
It is my mind. Right, are you ready for yours?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hey, you're through the Grullers?
Sorry, say that again. I think I misheard you.
Hello, you are through to Growlers.
Growlers.
Growlers, yeah.
Okay, where are you based then?
We are a street food truck that is based in and around London.
No.
And can travel to anywhere in the UK.
You do food? What? Sorry, I don't know what food it is you do.
So we make a Portuguese prego sandwich, which is delicious but hard to eat. So we want you to eat like an animal, like you're growling your way through it.
What animal's a growler?
I think a lot of animals growl, but...
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, sorry. I saw the name and I was just intrigued to know what you do. It sounds like you get these kind of calls a lot.
Sometimes we do get interesting questions, yeah.
You're a legend. You've got a wicked business name. Nice one.
See ya. Bye.
It's just the small talk is so awk.
That's a great way. Did you find that one or was that someone else? That's a good one.
And I can't take complete credit for that. That was someone else. Yeah. But yeah, growlers there. Good one. And foreskin. Tattoo place. Two good ones this week. If you've got any more, send them in to us.
Scott Mills.
Later in the week, I'm keen to delve into the world of your Finsters.
Yeah, you were explaining this to me yesterday. What is it again?
Fake Insta. So, generally, obviously, on your main account, it's like real glossy stuff and photos and everything. It's like you living your best life. Get yourself a secondary account, which is normally set to private, and like... a trustworthy group of friends see it, and it's kind of like you can be a bit more ranty and the photos can be like less edited. It's kind of like the real you,
but smaller amount of people following you.
Yeah, and it, like you put photos on there you don't want to share on your primary account because probably you don't want your mum and dad to see it.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense.
So yeah, like a less edited version of yourself with a trustworthy group of friends. A lot of people have this. If you're one of them, 81199. You can also, like, yeah, it's just kind of like your real life, you know?
Well, you had this for a while. I swear you had a different Twitter account at one point. Because I was getting messages from you under a different one. You had this, like, sly one that you thought you could just set up just for mates. But then it got discovered.
Yeah, I think I did. It was a really weird address, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I did that ages ago. Ages and ages ago. Let us know on 81199. We'll discuss later in the week.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yesterday on Bangers, unbelievably, there was someone that was going to see Churches at a gig last night. And it was a fluke. I had picked a Churches song. They didn't choose it.
No. But they're going to a Churches gig. It doesn't mean they like Churches.
Why would you go otherwise?
Well, sometimes you do things that annoy you, don't you?
I don't ever go to a gig I don't want to go to.
Really? Be honest there.
Oh, mate, I have.
Yeah,
actually, I have. It's normally if, like, one of your mates wants to go or, like, your partner wants to go and you're like, I'm not even that fussed, but I'll go.
Exactly. However, we do think that they were a Churches fan. I think it was just like they were getting some of it in the evening, Churches, and didn't need it for Bangers and chose me. Yeah, and why not? It was a great choice yesterday, Ordinary Boys.
Just can't fathom what's going on. Michelle is in Warwickshire. Hey!
Hey!
Hello! Hi!
So, who have you been choosing lately on Bangers?
Chris is normally a favourite, but you have been pulling it out the bag as well. So.
Yeah, I've not been winning, though.
No, I know. Well, let's see what you can do today.
Okay. Mm. Right,
it's turned
Michelle.
Into a common phrase, this pulling it out the bag thing. Every day we hear that the other person's been pulling it out the bag.
Yeah. Okay, right, here's my one. Let me hit you with this. Slightly forgotten about this. Yeah, it's good. David Zowie, House Every Weekend.
Oh, it's going to be a good banger's choice today because two very, very different songs. Michelle, your banger choice for me today is this. Thought I'd dedicate this one to Greg James because I know he loves them. This is Maximo Park. Apply Some Pressure.
Oh, good. I'd like to wait to see how things
turn out. If you apply this would sound pressure. Wicked today. I'd like to wait to see how things
turn out. If you apply some pressure. Okay, Michelle.
Oh, Scott, I'm so sorry. It was a little bit close, but it's got to be Maximo Park, Chris.
Gone off topic.
No, not at all.
Radio 1's Life Hacks.
1.
There's no getting away from it. Some things are just pretty hard to talk about.
It's probably easier to start or find a relationship before. It's basically just like whoever's down your road, wasn't it?
But on the Life Hacks podcast, we're not squeamish. We are not embarrassed.
When we thought, oh, let's do it in our underwear to show that runners' bodies come in all shapes and sizes, right? We were worried about the chafing.
From mental health to modern relationships, sex and more.
We say what no one else will. Radio 1's Life Hacks with Katie Thistleton and Dr. Rada. Download it now on BBC Sounds. You know that I would love to see you next year. I hope that I am still alive next year. You know that I would love to see you in that dress. I hope that I would love to see you undress.
That reminds me of a young Greg James.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be loving that.
Do you remember when Greg had much bigger hair then?
Yeah, when you see, it's like bush on the head.
Massive bush.
He was ridiculous back then because I don't want to say Calvin Harris because that's doing Calvin Harris no misservice.
Wow.
No. Greg's always been a good looking guy, but he's grown into his features and his quite lanky body.
He did have it was kind of like Kasabian vibes with the hair for a while.
Yes.
Indie hair.
It was full on push, mate.
It was bush.
It was out
bush.
There.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Maximo Park, Apply Some Pressure, which is the winning track on today's bangers. I don't know what else I've got to do.
You're furious. I've never seen you this angry about a bangers decision before.
I'll let you into a secret, listeners. I actually just took my headphones off when that happened and threw them across the room
in
full anger. I don't know what to do. Anyway, I'll try again tomorrow.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio
1. Scott Mills here with Tom Walker and Post Malone music coming. We're going to name a snake after one of your exes if they've been a bit snaky. Okay, this isn't her real name and we've changed her voice, but let's speak to Charlotte.
Hey.
So, who are you nominating?
I am nominating a guy called Will to be the biggest snake.
So what's Will done to deserve this?
What he's done to deserve this is I have found out he's been cheating for the last 3 months with somebody else.
Oh.
Okay, that's not good.
Yeah.
So when did you meet him?
We met, very cliche, at the gym. Our eyes met across some spin bikes and the rest was history for the last 3 months, so since October.
Good place to meet, I think, a spin class.
Yeah, I mean, got my money out of my gym memberships.
How does it work meeting someone at a spin class? Is it a case that you're on the bikes behind?
I would love to have said I was staring at his ass, but he always sat behind me. Kind of awkward, but, you know, wouldn't have wanted to meet someone at a spin class, but it worked. So, then we exchanged numbers. And for the last 3 months, I would say we have been fairly official. I've met his friends. I've been staying there quite a few nights a week.
Why do you think he's been seeing someone else?
So I will always go by female intuition. And what I really wanted to come on here is for all the females and males out there, if you have that feeling and you know something's wrong, you're generally right. And when they tell you you're crazy, you're generally not crazy.
How did you discover that he was cheating?
There was little little things, like little comments on his Facebook, like a little love heart from this other lady, or while he was away, maybe putting his phone on airplane mode. Over the last few weeks, he started to cancel on certain nights out, maybe didn't call me. If I called him when he was out, wouldn't answer. And you kind of know as a female that something is not quite right. So I met said guy last night for what he thought was a lovely glass of wine, and that I was being all nice. And I just wanted to, I'm very bullshit, I wanted to see if he would just, you know, when I said, well, I think we need to call time on this, I'm not quite feeling the honesty. He still said to my face, you are crazy, I am not dating anyone else. And I particularly brought this lady's name up because I'd seen her on Facebook. But he still denied right to my face that I was crazy. So I decided to go home and I wrote a nice little message to this other lady.
No, God.
Yeah, I went in. You do not scorn me. I just basically said from one girl to another, if I'm totally, you know, crazy here, then so be it. But if this is true, I think females should stick together and you should know the truth. She messaged back within seconds saying, how weird, I actually kind of knew the same vibes about you and I was going to call you as well. And we had a lovely 45-minute chat. She's great. I mean...
Hang on a second, is she with him?
He met us in the same weekend, apparently, in October.
So I take it she's not happy with the situation, right?
She's very not happy either. But equally like me, we are not. We could just leave him and say we're annoyed. But we decided later that we're going to snake him back by meeting him in person.
Oh, my goodness.
We are...
Right, so you two are like teaming up now.
So tonight, she's going to meet with him for what he thinks is just a nice casual drink, and I am going to turn up.
Let me get this right. You're with, so you're in communication, proper communication with the girl that he's seeing at the moment.
Yeah.
You've been messaging on Facebook and working out a plan together.
Yeah, we've been working a plan. I mean, to be fair, I thought I was feisty until I met this lady. Yeah.
So can we possibly speak to the other... girl?
Yeah, I've got her number. Speak to her.
Okay, right. Wait right there.
BBC Radio 1.
Mass reaction to this. Becky on Twitter says, oh my goodness, this is next level snaking right here.
It's a moving situation, this, isn't it? So yeah. Just to recap, Charlotte, who we spoke to, found out her ex had been cheating on her, got in touch with the girl she had suspicions about on Facebook. We got a number, people.
We got it. I'm going to call her now. And not real name, but we're going to call her Maria. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Maria. It's Scott Mills from Radio 1. I know Charlotte told you I was going to call. I've changed your voice.
Yeah.
So, I understand there's a big meeting happening tonight.
Oh, yes.
When you first got this message, Maria, from Charlotte... saying about what happened, how did you feel?
I felt kind of relieved because we both suspect about it. It was kind of like, I'm not crazy as he's saying that we are.
It sort of confirmed suspicions.
It confirmed the suspicion that we have had for like 2 months.
But I love that you two have teamed up.
Of course, and actually we're doing this call to pass the message that instead of fighting another woman in this situation, we need to support each other. I mean, we are not the guilty one.
But you're with him at the moment.
No. I broke up with him like 2 weeks ago.
Wow. So okay. Tonight, two exes back in your life.
Yes. One venue.
What more could you want?
So he thinks he's just going to meet you.
Yes, because he decided to offer me a job when I was not giving him more attention.
So the plan is tonight that he thinks he's just meeting you?
More drinks and chat about the new job.
Okay, about some kind of new job. Okay, and then Charlotte's just going to appear from nowhere.
Yes.
And he's going to be like, oh. All right, then.
Oh, God. I mean, he has been telling Charlotte, not her real name, that that it's not true and that he's not been seeing anyone else.
Yeah, he told me the same.
He told you the same?
Yeah, because I also asked him, who is this Charlotte? Like, have you seen each other? And he will say no.
Wow.
It's all going to go down tonight,
oh,
Scott.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, many people do this kind of stuff. It's more how he has played, having, like, two proper relationships.
Yeah.
It's starting the same weekend.
The vibe I'm getting from this, Scott, is these two ladies are not happy.
Okay, well, good luck to him tonight, and I'm definitely going to be calling you back tomorrow, okay?
Yes, okay.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
Tom has been on saying, I would like to know time and place, please. Want to get there nice and early for front row seats to see the Will situation.
There's a lot of people who want to see that. There's a few people on that want us to desperately warn him.
Right, I don't know about this, but are we breaking some kind of so-called bro code?
Well, if you're listening, I mean, it's not hard. If you're listening and you're seeing two girls right now and planning on meeting one of them for a drink tonight...
Don't.
Maybe have a think about that. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if he's listening, then...
Only this show.
He's not going to go...
And Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would be good to have it as a live stream, wouldn't it?
I don't know what we can do about that.
No, I don't think we can at this stage.
Scott Mills.
Grimmy has got to choose the best garage song ever.
Oh, that's
6 p.m.
tricky.
Rewind.
You reckon?
Don't know.
Who does that one, I'm sorry, you know, I'm sorry, should have known better than
you. Oh, yeah, also good. Best garage banger with Grimmy at 6 tonight on Radio 1. He's on in 10 minutes. Earlier, we spoke to Charlotte and Maria on a voice changer. Neither of those their real names. Worked out they've been seeing the same guy for the last 3-4 months. They both got a bit suspicious, and now those two have been talking and they're going to go meet him tonight. He thinks it's just Maria that's going to turn up. Charlotte will also be there, and confrontation will ensue.
There's a good word. There's a guy, he might have been listening right now and maybe just not thinking it through. There'll be someone who's getting ready for this, what he thinks is a nice, pleasant drink tonight.
Yeah. I mean, literally hundreds and thousands, I would say, of you are going, what time is the update tomorrow? I need to be here. Because the date thing is happening tonight. He doesn't know that the other girl's turning up. We're going to do that at 1:40 tomorrow afternoon. You don't want to miss this.
I don't want to miss it. I might put it in my phone right now.
Well, you are going to be on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. You won't miss it.
Scott Mills.
Kat in Nottingham says, can you imagine how many girls are suspicious that their boyfriend has cancelled their date tonight?
Yeah, that's a good point. A few people suggesting that if, and it's a very small chance, he somehow plays this extraordinarily well, that he might be able to rekindle some kind of romance with either of them or even perhaps both. But I think it's unlikely.
Yeah.
But you never know. That's what the update's for tomorrow.
I just think, like, who is he meeting on Valentine's, you know?
Yeah.
Someone else?
Yeah, good point.
Good so point. Bad. So, yeah, it's the story about the guy dating two girls. We will get a full update for you tomorrow.
Two girls, one snake.
That's right.
Tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
Okay, two times for your diary tomorrow. We start the show at 1. 1:40, we'll get an update from Charlotte and Maria and the snake. And then at 3, Innuendo Bingo with Josh Widdicombe and James Acaster. Another bumper show for you tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.